Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing the experiences of soldiers and civilians on and around Fort Bragg. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Military service has been a path toward economic mobility for generations of Americans. It's traditionally offered a steady paycheck, educational opportunities, and a dependable pension. But roughly 80% of service members decide to leave the military before they're eligible for retirement. Kenesha Wilkerson is a 29-year-old captain at Fort Bragg. With 6 years of service behind her and plans to start a family, she's weighing how her commitment to the Army fits into her future.
I come from a family of a lot of officers, lieutenant colonels, majors, captains. My father's a veteran. I constantly seen him go, 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 but at the same time, he was able to provide for my mother, myself, and my sister. So just seeing him being able to provide, we weren't rich, but we had everything that we needed and essentially everything that we wanted. I was a little confused at first. I spoke to some of my aunts and uncles just because I was going back and forth like, I might not be built for the Army, but I know I wanted to serve. And then they basically motivated me, pushed me. They're all Army, Airborne. They have been here before. So they told me, hey, just go for it. And I went for it. I like the sustainability. I like the fact that I know that I'm going to get paid. I know that I'm going to have work. I know that I'm not going to show up to work one day and they say, hey, we're just going to let you go. So I like having that stability in my life. I like being able to ultimately give back. It may not be directly to every individual citizen, but I feel like I'm a part of something that's greater. I love being able to take care of myself, and then ultimately, I have a brother that's in college now. You know, my parents are getting older. I can help them out if they need it. You know, they never ask for anything, but I just feel like I'm able to take care of myself. So I do plan on retiring. I do plan on staying for 20 years. This still doesn't mean that it's not a struggle. You know, whenever you can't go home and see your parents when your parents are sick or not feeling too well, I would say that's the biggest struggle. And you know, at times I feel guilty for neglecting my family, or I was deployed and my great-grandmother passed away and I wasn't allowed to come back. So there's guilt that comes with not being there with your family when they need you for a better cause, but at the same time, it's still that guilt. Me and my husband, we both have 5-year plans. And in that 5-year plans, there's some things that we are willing to bend and sacrifice, and there's other things that we're just not willing to sacrifice. So at a point in my career, in our lives, where we have to make a decision that doesn't agree with our 5-year plan on one of those things that we're willing not to neglect or sacrifice, that's when it's time for me to go ahead and submit my refrat pat and separate. Not because I don't love the Army, not because I don't love what I do, but because it ultimately affects my marriage and my relationship with my husband. And I don't want to go 20 years, retire, and I have nobody to my right and my left because I've neglected them, you know, by constantly putting the Army needs in front of my personal needs. You know, my healing is my family. No matter if we're watching a movie, no matter if we're sitting by the fire pit outside and, you know, playing games or just talking, that's my healing, that's my peace, that's my sanity. And I'm not willing to sacrifice my family for the Army. I'm not.
Kenesha Wilkerson lives in Harnett County. Her story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. You can hear more stories on WUNC's website, and if you'd like to share your own Fort Bragg story, you can find a link at wunc.org.